Sandra Ballard sends in a question. She says, hello, Mr. DeYoung. Where in the Bible did the Muslims come from?
Interesting question. The word Muslim is never used in the Bible. The word Islam is never used in the Bible. But when you go back in history to the 6th century and you hear what Muhammad had to say, he said when he started the Islamic religion, he said, I am a direct descendant of Ishmael. Now, that goes along with our Bible because in the 16th chapter of the book of Genesis, we see the birth to Hagar, the handmaiden for Sarah, the Egyptian handmaiden, by the way. Ishmael didn't establish the Arab world. His mother was an Egyptian, and of course, Ishmael was not able to father his mother. But Ishmael was to be a wild man. These are the words of Jesus Christ because Jesus appeared to Hagar and told her what the characteristics of her son would be. In the 25th chapter of the book of Genesis, we see the line of Ishmael being followed on. He was the firstborn son of Abraham, but not the son of promise. Isaac was the son of promise. In chapter 25, it talks about Ishmael going into a land. Verse 18 describes the land of Arabia. It's Saudi Arabia today. And his sons would be chiefs of tribes living in tents. Well, that's a Bedouin, a nomad. And that's how the people live in Arabia. They've lived through the centuries that way. But out of that culture, remember, these chiefs of tribes would try, and they were brothers, by the way, they would try to submit themselves to their brother who was stronger than them, or they would try to bring him under submission. The word Islam is not a brand new word. In fact, it's not really the word that was used before, I mean, only when they brought a religion into existence. The word Islam in Arabic means submission. And these chiefs of tribes, these sons of Ishmael, would try to subdue their brothers. They became Islamic warriors before the Islamic faith ever came into existence. And so that's where it comes from. Saudi Arabia today, of course, the birthplace of Islam, the two most sacred pieces of real estate, Mecca and Medina. By the way, Jerusalem is number 3, howbeit it's never used in the Quran. And so that's where the Muslims come from, Sandra. That was a good question, and it's very important that we understand that. We have an entire series entitled Ishmael's Islamic Invasion, a 5-hour study on Islam. And I think it's key that we be alert and aware of what Islam is all about. You might want to go to our shopping mall at prophecytoday.com and get a copy of that. It'll give you more details about what I've just answered for you, Sandra.
Thanks, Sandra, for that question. Lynn Kernigan writes a question, and she says, are the wars mentioned in Psalm 83 and the war of Gog and Magog the same, or does one come before the other? I think Psalm 83 war is right on us, then comes the rapture, and then the war of Gog and Magog. Please address this on your show.
Well, happy to do that, Lynn. Psalm 83 is a parallel passage to Ezekiel chapter 38, Gog and Magog, and Daniel chapter 11, verses 40 to 45. You'll notice that in Psalm 83, there are some of the nations listed that are in these other passages of Scripture. They all make up the total list of nations that will align themselves against the Jewish state of Israel. Psalm 83, Daniel 11, Ezekiel chapter 38, they all come together after the rapture of the church and during the tribulation period after the Antichrist has confirmed that peace agreement. So that is key. And the players, you've got to look at the players. The first two nations to make a move against Israel would be Syria and Egypt. That's Daniel chapter 11. By the way, the third one is Libya. Hello? These are three major players now in play in the Middle East that are getting ready to attack Israel with the results of what's happening in these countries. And then the others will align themselves as well. So that's how this all works out. Thank you, Lynn.